الحمد لله الحمد لله العزيز الحكيم يعلم ما في السماوات وما في الأرض والله بكل شيء عليم أحمده سبحانه حمدا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ويرضى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله إمام المتقين وسيد الأولين والآخرين فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد مبارك وسلم وصل عليه والصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله Infinite praise and glory is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator and designer, who has sent us the Furqan, who has sent us the Hidayah, who has sent us the Nur of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama, by which we illuminate our hearts and our minds and remain steadfast on our deen so that we can enter back into the gardens of paradise. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send abundant peace and blessings upon His noble and beloved Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam and upon His beautiful and noble family and upon the righteous companions and all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. Ameen. Alhamdulillah, on this most blessed and beautiful day of Jumu'ah, we have shunned away the dunya and shunned away all of the pleasures of the dunya and come here into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rejuvenate our souls, to replenish our hearts and our minds, and to seek guidance that will enable us to follow in the footsteps of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our sincere intentions, our sincere efforts, and make this day, make this moment a means for our forgiveness, for our pardon and salvation in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He describes a few select categories of people upon whom He has blessed or He has showered His blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered His khas blessings and favors upon the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and upon the truthful people who remain steadfast during their lifetime and always uphold the truth. And His favors are upon the martyrs who are carrying out righteous deeds for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also the righteous who sacrifice their time and their wealth and their health and everything that they have in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the end of this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that how excellent are those as companions. And this is the topic of discussion today, companionship. In relation to the companionship, the suhbah of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and the great and most illustrious Sahabi, companions of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, but also gives us a moment to reflect upon the companionships that we have in our lives, the types of suhbah that we have and that we keep, the types of friendships that we have, the types of groups that we associate with. Ask yourself the question that the hundreds of people in our contacts and the thousands of people that we follow, whether on Facebook or Instagram or other platforms, are they truly worthy of being your companions? Are they truly worthy of being called your friends? And are they those people upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered His blessings upon? This is the question. Because suhbah and having a siddiq, having a friend, having a person who accompanies you and part and parcel of your daily life, is a great ni'mah and a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are the people who can either bring you closer to your deen and bring out the best in you in terms of your behavior, in your character, in your ability, or these are the people who can bring out the worst in you and take you towards the fire of hell, take you towards all of those things which are detested and abhorrent and despised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a friend can be one of the greatest blessings. A good friend can be one of the great blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But choosing the wrong type of friend, the wrong companion, can also lead you astray and take you far away from the mercy and the rahmah and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why in the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the patient and the true and the obedient are those who spend their time and their health and their wealth. All of these things that they have available to them, they spend it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are the people who seek forgiveness before the dawn. So a good friend will be the one waking you up for Fajr, will be the one reminding you, will be the one encouraging you towards khair, will be the one telling you that keep away from this bad company, from these type of bad influences, will tell you again and again and again and again, because these are the characteristics of good people, of righteous people, those who are obedient and subservient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are constantly spending their time and their energy and their way in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam also reminds us that إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ مَعَ الْوَاحِدِ وَهُوَ مِنَ الْإِثْنَيْنِ أَبْعَدِ, that Satan, Shaitan, he is always with the one on an individual basis, because he wants you to be secluded. He wants you to be away so that he can bombard your mind with waswas and whispers and all of these things, and then dissuade you away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and take you onto his path. However, if you have a good friend, if you have a good companion, then he will become a barrier. He will become a shield from the shaitan even approaching you or getting closer to you. And we know that shaitan would walk on the other side, on the opposite side of the street, of the alley, of the road, when Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala would be walking in the gullies, in the streets of Madinatul Munawwara. And similarly, the shaitan would keep far away from the likes of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, from the likes of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan, from the likes of Sayyidina Ali, and all of the illustrious and most noble companions of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because he knows that this person has iman, and this person is strengthening the iman of his friend. This person is keeping him away from vices. This person is keeping him away from ills. This person is protecting him in every single way. And because of that, he stays away. But it's easier to attack a lone sheep. It is easier to attack an individual on their own. But if that person has a partner with him. Just like if you're walking on the street, if you're on your own, another person will easily attack you. But if there are two of you, they'll think twice, even three times, and even more before they even attempt to do or say anything to you. And this is the same way, not just the physical protection that we seek with our friends and our companions, but the spiritual protection that we all must keep. And we learn this from the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and that he supported, he aided the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in every facet of his life. And he sacrificed everything that he had for his friend. For his friend. This is essentially what it was about, friendship, about suhbah from the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And if you just momentarily reflect upon the word sahabi, it comes, and even in the Quran, we have learned that the sahab, that the clouds are also part and parcel of that. What does a cloud do? It covers you, it protects you, it grants you shade, and it follows you wherever you go. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the heavens. And that sahabi, that friend, that companion, that true friend is he who will be there to cover you, to protect you, to shade you, to guide you and keep you away from your own nafs and keep you away from the shaitan as well. And this is why in another hadith of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam mentioned that souls are like recruited troops. Those who are like qualities are inclined towards each other. That if you have a good innate quality, a predisposition, a good fitrah upon which you have been created, upon which you have been cultured within your home and brought up within your home, then you will be inclined towards similar people of similar characteristics and traits in the dunya as well. But those who have dissimilar qualities, then they will differ. So what this is basically mean? This means that when you have a good upbringing within your home, and when your parents, which they always do, they teach you good, they teach you bad, they teach you halal, they teach you haram, when you remain on that, you will always look for those people of similar qualities, of similar traits, and you will be inclined towards them. But if you do not incline towards your people, you will incline towards bad people. And those are the people that will do a disservice to you and disservice to your life. And even in various other traditions, we see that Aristotle, he mentioned that true friends are those who seek what is good for the other person, rather than being friends based on what they can get out of the friendship. And this is unfortunately what friendship is today. That what can you give me? How can you benefit me? If I follow you, or if I tag you, or if I do something like that, how will it improve my social status? How will it benefit me financially? How will it benefit me in various other forms and manners? This is what friendship is about in this day and age. But true friendship is a friend who is always there when you need him, is a friend who is always there to guide you and support you in the correct manner. And even in the Old Testament, it mentions that a faithful friend is a sturdy shelter. He who finds one finds a treasure. So even in other traditions, even in other philosophies and even other, it mentions the importance of having a good companion, of having a good friend. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us again and again in the Quran that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the doers of good. قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. That the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very close to those people who are doing good deeds, who are encouraging each other to do good deeds. So in the time that we have from our schools, from our holidays, from our institutions or anything else, it's important that we reflect upon how many people are there in our contacts. How many of them can we truly call our friends, our sincere friends, who encourage us to come to the masjid, who encourage us to speak the truth, who encourage us to remain upright, who encourage us to always do the right thing at the right time and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they are not doing these things, then know that they are not your true friends, because a true friend will protect you not just from yourself and from the dunya, but also will protect you from the fire of hell. And this is what the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was to the Sahaba ikram. He was before he was a prophet to them, he was a great friend to them. He was a great companion to them. He was always eager to protect them, to safeguard them, to guide them in every particular manner, in any particular form. And if you look at the statistics of Facebook, if you look at the statistics of Instagram or Snapchat and all of these things, you have billions and billions of users. You have billions of followers of a particular person. But how much do you know them? How well do you know them? And you see gossiping, you see backbiting, you see cheating, you see lying, you see all of these things taking place on these platforms. They are not your true friends, because they are diverting you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, away from the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, we need to look at the true examples of companionship, true examples of friendship that we find in the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, in the life of Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab, in the life of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan, in the life of Sayyidina Ali and the various other Sahaba ikram, how they sacrificed their time and their health and their wealth for the sake of each other, for the sake of Islam, and for a higher purpose, altruistically, selflessly giving their time and their wealth and their energy, whatever they had, for the sake of their friend and for the sake of their deen. Because those people who do not choose the right people in the dunya, then they will say on the day of Qiyamah that, Ya waylata laytani lam attakhiz fulanan khalila laqad adallani ani dhikri ba'da iz ja'ani wa kana ash-shaytanu lil insani khazula. That, oh woe upon me, would that I have not taken such a person for a friend. Why? Because he certainly led me astray from the reminder after that it had come to me. And even Satan to man is a deserter. That your friends that you call friends, supposed friends in the dunya, those friends who are keeping you away from your salah, those friends that are keeping you away from your masjid, away from your ibadah, it's okay, let's just watch this match. It's okay, let's just go and see the show. It's okay, let's just do this. And because of all of those things, you miss your salah, you miss your time with your family, you miss your time with connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you miss these opportunities of getting closer with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of those friends, you keep you away from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will desert you and they will not benefit you whatsoever in the hereafter. And you'll say, what a waste of my life, what a waste of my time and effort and energy that I placed in these people, the trust that I placed in them, the loyalty that I showed them, they did not avail me or benefit me in any way whatsoever. And the shaitan, وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خُزُولًا. Shaitan was never your friend in the first place. He was always going to desert you in the dunya, he will also desert you in the hereafter. So it's very, very important for you to ask yourselves again and again, especially the youngsters. We have these terms BFF, best friends forever. And especially on Facebook, you tag these people. On Instagram, on Snapchat, you have 2.62 billion users on Facebook. You have almost 2 billion users on Instagram. And you have over 800 million photos that are uploaded every single day. What are your friends showing you? What are they encouraging you to see? You have 75% of people on Facebook and Instagram who are teenagers between the age of 16 and 24 who are spending over 30 minutes a day just on those platforms. And the statistics that they release, they show you that the first thing that is done on a mobile phone is people check their statuses and they update and they check their platforms on what's happening. What's happened during the 8 hours that they've been asleep? The world must have changed. I need to know what my friend's doing. I need to know what they're wearing. I need to know what they're eating. I need to know where they're going. Why do you need to know all of these things? Do you ever follow a person who says, I'm up for Fajr and now I'm going to Fajr, make sure you follow me and let's go to the Ashen Central Mosque? Do you ever follow a friend who puts up a Snapchat or Instagram and says, I'm walking to the masjid, make sure you come early for the khutbah? Or will you find those friends will be busy on their phones? And the peak time to use these platforms is between 1 and 3 every single day, and also during the night time as well. Are these your friends who will be saying to you, don't come in the last 5-10 minutes of Jumu'ah, make sure you come as early as possible to Jumu'ah so you can benefit, so you can be from the four runners at the front in the saf, or are these your friends who will be still asleep at the time of Jum'ah? Those people who will still be having their showers at the time of Jum'ah and be trickling in the last few minutes before Jum'ah. Are those are the types of friends that you want to have? Are these are the people who will take you to Jannah? Are these are the people who will take you far and far away from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions that he who helps you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reminds you when you forget him, that is a true friend. The definition of a friend given by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is the one who helps you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reminds you constantly about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, encourages you to come to the masajid and reminds you to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it is right. And when you forget, he is constantly there for you, encouraging and supporting and aiding you and enabling you to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the majority of the friends that we have on these platforms that we use, they are distracting us and keeping us far and far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not reminding us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala apart from a few people. So it's important for us to reflect upon how many friends we have, why are we following so many people, and what are they doing to us? What is the true value of true friendship? Real rishte. You know, our buzurugs and our elders, they had real rishte. They had real relationships where they would go, knock on the door for their friend and ask them how they are. Not just the way we do it now with a text message, which is very arbitrary, has no feelings, no emotions, no connection, no human touch. We just do it through a text message. We just do it through an emoji or something like that. That is not real. The real rishte are when you are face to face. The real emotions and the feelings when you are face to face. And if you ask yourselves, who can you truly turn to in the time of need, you'll maybe perhaps only know two or three true friends who'll be able there to help you in your time of need. But make sure that those people who are truly there for you are those people of iman, of those people of ikhlas, of those people of taqwa, of those people of ihsan, of those people who of zikr, who will bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A man follows a religion of his friend. This is true. So each one should consider whom he makes his friend very, very carefully. You have this term now, peer pressure. And peer pressure makes, you know, exerts a huge amount of pressure on each individual child. It can make your child wear particular clothes. It can make your child behave in a particular way. It can make your child eat particular foods and items. It can make your child do so many things, this peer pressure. And you need to ask yourself, who are my friend's friends? Who are my sons and my daughter's friends? What are the circles that they are in? What type of companionship do they have? How much are they practicing? How much do they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because if you allow your children to follow as much as they want, and to tag as much as they want, and to have all of these hollow relationships with friends, then you are setting up your own child towards their destruction, because they will be distracted from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the good friend will always want khair for you, will always want good for you, will always want you to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas those people of matlab, those people of hollowness, those people who have no true fear or taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they'll say, we're like this, we behave like this, we eat like this, we do this to girls and we do this to boys and we do all of these things, so you do whatever we're doing. But those people of taqwa, of fear, of tahara, of zikr will say, no brother, our deen teaches us this. No sister, our deen teaches us to behave like this and to dress like this. And yes, because I am your friend, this is why I'm telling you this, because this is better for you. This is khair for you. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam chose the best of companions, and they showed humanity what it is, what it means to be a good friend, what it means to be a good neighbor, what it means to be a good companion. That when the time comes and you have to leave your home, you have to leave your wealth, you have to leave your property, you have to leave all of that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you will do that. With the good friends will tell you to stand upright and to remain steadfast and to speak the truth, and not those people who will say, it's okay for you to eat haram, it's okay for you to behave like this. Friends will exert so much pressure, bad friends, that they will make you smoke. They will make you take drugs. They will make you consume alcohol. This is the reality. And if you look at the statistics of what is going on in the world, the majority of the times, people do things and their behavior is influenced by peer pressure, by their groups, by their friends and their companions. And therefore, we need to make sure our children have the best of companions, have the best of friends, and those are the people of taqwa and tahara and zikr. And those people who are described in the Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطيع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا. That keep yourself patient, i.e. keep closely connected and persevere and be with those people who are calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the morning and the evening, not those people who are up past midnight checking their statuses and doing all of these things, are not those people who are sleeping through Fajr, but those people who are reminding you to read Suratul Mulk before you go to bed, those people who are reminding you to read your du'as before you go to sleep, those people who are reminding you to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you wake up in the morning, and reminding you towards khair, reminding you towards tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr. So keep closely attached to these people. Not the hundreds and thousands of followers that you have on all of these platforms, but real people who do real things and do real sacrifices for their deen, for their family, for the ummah of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam in the morning and the evening, seeking the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, and let not your eyes pass beyond them. That there's no reason for you to look at this person or that person, no matter what their status is, no matter if they're a celebrity, no matter what they are. These are the true people that you should be focusing on. These are the true people that you should be following. These are the true people that you should be looking up to. The people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not the people who want the dunya, not the people who want the pleasures of the dunya, not the people who want all of those things, but the people who want the akhirah, the people who want the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people who want the rida of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. This is why furthermore in the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَسْتَوُونَ. That the one who is a believer, the good friend, who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has taqwa, who has fear, who has tahara, all of these things, that true believer, he can never be like the one who is defiantly disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those people who are disobedient, defying, what does defying mean? Allah ta'ala tells you to pray, you defy His order and you don't pray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you to speak the truth, you defy the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you don't speak the truth. There's over nearly a billion, over 80 million fake profiles on Facebook. 80 million fake profiles. So who are these people and what are they trying to hide? What are they trying to conceal? And what are they encouraging you to follow? Ask yourself these things. What about the fake news that is taking place? The fake share that are taking place? All of these forms of disobedience, these are the people who are taking you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The true believer is never equal with those people who are disobedient and defiant of the commands of the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for those who believed and followed the true believers, the believers, the sadiqeen, the siddiqeen, the awliya, the salihin, those are the people who did righteous deeds. For them will be gardens of refuge as accommodation for what they used to do. But for those who defiantly disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to peer pressure and due to all of these things, then their refuge is none other than the fire of hell. So you need to ask yourselves, where are your friends taking you? Where are you going in your life? And who are you following? Who are you Instagramming? Who are you Snapchatting? And all of these things. And how many true friends do you have? Do you have those friends who will stand with you shoulder to shoulder on the day of Qiyamah and be supporting you? Or do you have those people who say, Allah, I have nothing to do with this person. This person distracted me and I have nothing to do with him. You throw him in the fire of hell and I've got nothing to do with him. Or have you got those people who will stand steadfast with you on the day of Qiyamah, because they stood with you in the dunya as well. They stood with you for truth, they stood with you for honor, they stood with you for taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So This is Juma, especially is for our youngsters who are constantly there on these platforms, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Snapchat and various other platforms, and they are spending a good 1 hour to 2 hours a day, 15-20 minutes in the morning, and then some more time during midday. And like, instead of their 5 daily salahs, they'll be doing 5 daily Facebook updates as well. This is what they'll be doing, and they spend more time on these platforms than they spend with their own family, than they spend with real friends. And these are the people who will be distracted away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore we are what we post. And you should post good things, but make sure you are following those people of taqwa and tahara and salihin, and you will be judged in this dunya and also in the hereafter by the friends that you used to follow. And therefore now is the time for you to stand shoulder to shoulder with the righteous, with the salihin, with the siddiqeen. Why? Because on the day of Qiyamah, al-mar'u ma'a man ahab. Those people who used to love salihin and siddiqeen and nabiyeen and mursaleen and muhsineen, they will be raised with those people on the day of Qiyamah, because they were true followers, and because of their true following, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, you can stand up with Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, you will stand up with Sayyidina Khizr alayhi salam, you will stand up with this person, you will stand up with that person, because you truly followed them sincerely in your life. But those people who you followed in the dunya, do you think you want to be stood up with them on the day of Qiyamah, or would you rather be standing next to the Salihin and the Siddiqeen and the Mursaleen and the Nabiyeen? So it's very important for our children to understand where they are going with their lives, what type of companionship and friendships that they have, and make sure they have good suhbah, they have good friendships who will take them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not further and further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa qul qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum, jazakumullahu khairan. کچھ ضروری اعلانات آپ حضرات سماعت فرما لیں. کل سے نماز فجر کی جماعت انشاءاللہ العزیز